Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. Pleased to welcome to our program from the Allegheny Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, our friend Carmen Long. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
Trust you're doing well today.
I am, and I hope you are.
I sure am. Pleasure to chat with you as always, Carmen. And kind of a unique topic this week. You sent me some information. We're going to talk about parks and the importance of parks, but more importantly, a specific park, right, Carmen?
We are. And as I was thinking about calling you, I thought this is something really different for me. But for the past few years, we've been working more in the area of physical activity and health related to outdoor environments. So we have been just really excited to have the opening of Sam Brown Mountain Park in Sparta.
Tell us a little bit about, before we get to the specifics of the park and what's going on, it was kind of neat, the information you sent me, which was kind of surprising when it talked about the access of parks and that sort of thing to Allegheny County residents compared to others. I was a bit surprised.
And it is a little bit surprising. According to the 2024 Community Health Assessment that App Healthcare did, 37% of Allegheny County residents have access to locations for physical activity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's significantly lower than what the state average is, which is 73%, or the national average of 84%. And probably part of that is we have such a rural area and there are not a lot of YMCA gym type places, but we do have beautiful outdoor space.
So it's not just about the parks, that particular part of it, but that plays a part in it. So there was a, what was it called, a walk audit that was conducted a couple of years ago. Tell me a little bit about that.
We did. And this was something, actually, the Allegheny Sparta Trails Association had contacted me, or we had met at a meeting, and they were talking about doing a walk audit. And I said, you know, we have the tool to do that. We have a program through Cooperative Extension called Steps to Health, and that's one of the toolkits that they provided was how to do a community walk audit. And thinking about doing some different things in my career, it sounded like it might be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And working on policy systems and environmental change type things is a different approach to providing resources in our community than just teaching classes.
Right.
And so we worked together, and we had the walk audit in December of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe it's going to be almost 2 years, but it was probably about the coldest day of the winter, and we still had over 30 people to show up.
Wow.
So it shows that there's a need and there was a desire to make our community be a better place. And we had three routes that we walked through the downtown part of Sparta.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we focused on was we have Veterans Park, we have Krause Park, and we have Sam Brown Mountain Park,
right. All
within the town limits. But there wasn't really a good way to get to these different parks. So we've been working on that area. But also, how could we maybe improve some of those parks as well?
Mm-hmm. One of the great things about our guest today is that she's always up for a challenge. So, I mean, it's true.
This is true.
You face it head on, which is great.
And there were some challenges. So when we did the audit, we identified things like there were sidewalks that needed work on, the crosswalks were not maybe painted as clearly as they needed to be.
Oh.
There were just several problems that nobody had really thought about until we did this walk audit and that they were identified. And so since then, we have actually worked with the Department of Transportation. They've repainted all of the crosswalks in Sparta. They've made, they've cut the curb away to make the, like going from the street up to the sidewalk, handicap accessible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a wonderful addition to the community.
Sure.
And have just been working on several things, and one of the big things has been this Sam Brown Mountain Project. Brown Mountain Park has been in existence for years and years. It had a ropes challenge course at one point. There was a disc golf course there at one point. But it had just kind of fallen into disrepair. And then when the hurricane came through last year, it didn't really look like a park anymore. It looked like a tornado had came through. There were trees down everywhere, and so it just needed a lot of work. And through some very generous contributions, we actually received a grant from the North Carolina Community Foundation for $25,000, and then a North Carolina Cooperative Extension Family and Consumer Sciences Foundation grant for $5,000, we've been able to make some really positive changes in that space.
Our guest is Carmen Long with the Allegheny and Surrey County Cooperative Extension offices, and we're talking, we've, pardon the pun, veered off the normal path a little bit today, and talking about the parks, and specifically the Sam Brown Mountain Park in Sparta and all the changes that have occurred. And you've, has this happened? They constructed the ADA compliant pedestrian bridge. Have they done that? Is that all, is all that stuff done, Carmen?
Actually, once we got in there, we decided that we really needed more of a walking path rather than just a bridge. So this park is located behind the public library in Sparta and Wilkes Community College. Mm-hmm. And it's connected also by a path to Allegheny High School. So it's so conveniently located. And the idea was to make the park accessible for everyone. So the grant that was written to the Community Foundation through NC State, the title of it was A Park Reimagined, thinking about what we could do with this space to make it be handicap accessible. So now there's a really nice paved walkway from the parking lot of Wilkes Community College into the park. We have handicap accessible picnic tables. There's lots of benches. And it really is just a really beautiful outdoor space. So this week has been really exciting because we had our Step Timber event, trying to get people to take more steps during the month of September. Yeah. And it was just a really fun celebration and a way to kick off the park. So we had folks there from a variety of different agencies. We had people there from the Area Agency on Aging, App Healthcare, Allegheny Lives, Hope for North Carolina. We actually had Second Harvest Food Bank there distributing produce bags of fresh fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. So it was just so much fun. And we had Tai Chi in the park, and it was just beautiful to see people out there doing physical activity that might not be doing it otherwise, and doing it in nature just was such a relaxing, just a beautiful view.
It sounds like it's turned into a great accomplishment. There is no task too great to conquer when you get Carmen Long involved. So
well, and when we have wonderful community support and working together, it just makes it so much more fun, and we're just able to accomplish a lot. So the public library already had a senior day planned for the 29th of September, so we combined forces with that and with the Council on Aging and just work together to spread the word that this park is here and we want people to use it. And what was really fun, the majority of people, it seemed, that came had not been there before, and they were so excited and surprised to see this beautiful park. It makes you feel like you're on the Blue Ridge Parkway. It's that feel, but it's just really convenient because it's right here in town. And so maybe when you're going to the grocery store, you could leave a few minutes early and go just take a little short hike in the park. There's actually 1, 2, 3, 4, like 5 different loops that you can you can take.
Nice.
And some of them are easy, and some of them are quite strenuous because, as the name implies, it's a mountain. So the bottom of the park is pretty flat, but the further up the hill you go, the steeper it is. So if you want a really good workout, you can do the whole thing. Or if you want just a more gentle walk, you can just kind of go around the bottom part.
Test yourself if you're willing. Yeah.
Sorry.
Specifically, where is Sam Brown Mountain Park, Carmen?
So this park is located behind the library and behind Wilkes Community College in Sparta. Mm-hmm. So if you follow the signs that say to the library and to the college, okay. you're going to there's signs right on Main Street that show where that is. You're going to end up there, and you go to the far end of the parking lot, and then it's right behind. And because it is so convenient to those locations, not only is the park great for the community, but it's also wonderful for high school students. They're using mm-hmm. that for their cross-country practice.
Oh, nice.
I actually took a group of preschool story time kids there for a story walk last week. That was fun. We've had Girl Scout troops to use it. So it's being used by people of all different ages and stages, and it's just a nice way to get outside and enjoy some nature.
Terrific. It sounds very inviting, and what a great time to do that, too. This time of year is wonderful to go out, take a hike, maybe even a picnic before it gets too cool. So
yes.
Sam Brown Mountain Park in Sparta. Carmen Long, people have things to talk to you about. They have some questions maybe. How do they get in touch with you?
Sure. And Allegheny, my phone number is 336-372-5597. And in Surrey, it's 336-401-8025.
Terrific. Always a pleasure, Carmen Long. Thank you. I hope you have a terrific rest of the day, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Yes, we will. Thanks so much, Danny. You have a great day as well.
Thank you. And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here, WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.